The Surprise, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Game by R. Honningsvåg. I looked around the cafeteria, but didn't immediately see the woman who was sitting all alone at a table. It was when I went to the counter to buy a cup of coffee that I noticed her flowery dress and the bunch of roses on the table in front of her. She looked at me and immediately I understood that she recognized me. I got my cup of coffee and went over to her table. She was just as gorgeous as I'd imagined. A huge smile greeted me as I went over to her table. Words weren't necessary. We drank our coffee in silence and left the cafe. There was only one reason why we had this agreement, and now it was time to do as we'd planned. We were going for a long drive, so without saying a word, we got in my car. After 2 hours and barely saying a thing, we arrived at the hotel. Everything had been previously agreed. Now we were somewhere far off. Nobody knew us here. We went inside and walked over to the reception desk, where we were given our keys. We took the lift up to the room. We could feel the excitement between us as we entered the rooms. We both knew what was about to happen. I lay down on the bed and she went into the bathroom. She was in there for ages, and then I heard the shower starting to run. When she came out of the bathroom, all she was wearing was a skimpy nightgown, bra and panties. With each step she took towards me, I wanted her more and more. Then there was a knock on the door. She went to open it. A young man was standing there. He stared for a couple of seconds before coming in. He gave her a hug and then started to gently stroke her back. He then started to undress her, slowly. Her nightdress fell to the floor. I felt a flicker of desire shiver down my spine. He kissed her neck. Then kneeling, he kissed her belly. Standing there, she looked gorgeous. She gasped for air. I knew she wanted it. So I got up from the bed and walked over to them and started to take off the remaining clothes she had on. She walked over to the bed and undressed. He had an amazing body, and I could see that she liked what she saw, not taking her eyes off him. I took her by the hand and led her to the bed. She lay down. I began to take off my clothes. He got up, savoring the way she looked, and waited for me to finish. We both climbed into bed, studying one another as she lay beneath us. Then we attacked from each side. She moaned slightly, so we slowed it down. We didn't want to hurry. There was plenty of time for that. She looked at us with eyes that practically begged us to take her. Her breathing was heavy. She wanted to feel both of us, impatient for more. We didn't want to stop. He began to kiss her. He kissed her all over her body. I lay there for a moment, stroking her belly, then moved towards her breasts. She turned over, wanted me to touch her, to turn her on, to fuck her senseless. But she did not have any say in that right now. She had to lay there, aching with desire.